Radio Maine. Maine made. Live and local.
It's Haley on Hot Radio Maine on the line with my girl Jessica right now, owner of Balayage Portland. Can you talk a little bit about how the pandemic has affected you and your business?
Service-based, beauty-based industries, our job relies on us touching people.
Right.
And unfortunately, there's no way for us to get around the mandates or the requirements to keep the social distancing. There's no way for us to modify our services so that we can still make an income. So we're pretty hard hit.
Absolutely. You guys really had no choice but to shut down. What would you say have been some of the biggest struggles with that?
For me, in Portland, I don't know if many people know this, but there's a lot of big salons that are booth rental. So we're not commission-based. My girls do pay me booth rents, but right now they're struggling. So what's challenging for me is how do I give them a reprieve on their booth rent without seeing it from my own commercial landlord?
Right.
So that's another thing that I think small businesses are contending with, is just the fact that they need the relief to somewhat come from above so that they can pass it on to the people below them.
100%. What do you guys up to right now in the meantime to kind of stay top of mind or really just keep yourselves busy?
We're trying to just like keep it light on social media, doing like different takeovers when what our stylists do when they're not behind the chair, and then continued education. We can do that online. We're doing a little bit of a rebrand, and just we're getting excited about getting back behind the chair and like getting our salon and getting our girls in there. So we are trying to like send each other stupid memes and stuff like that, just trying to keep our overall high.
How can the community support you when you are able to open back up, or even right now, what can your clients do to help, if anything?
If your stylist is advertising that they want to sell gift cards, I would say if you can, absolutely, because they probably need that capital right now.
Right.
But if they're not advertising the sale of gift cards, it's probably because they're trying not, it's almost like a loan. So it's almost like those service providers are trying to ride out their emergency fund. And what you can do to like support us in that case is to pre-book your appointments and let us know that you're coming back to us, because seeing our schedule full is going to give us the most amount of relief.
How can someone find you on social media or book with you if they want to do that?
Go to our Balayage Portland page, because from there we have a link and you can go to each service provider's page and see their services. So that way you have access to our whole team.
That's so great. Thank you so much for chatting with me today, Jessica. We're all in this together, boo. Do you have some shout outs to give?
Shout out to our Balayage Portland team, Nikki, Marissa, Ashley, Abby, Carrie. Keep your heads up and I can't wait to see you guys soon.